Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're just a passenger on a rollercoaster ride of joy, anger, sadness, fear, the whole emotional buffet. Let's be honest, we all have those moments. Life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, relationships get complicated, and sometimes, it feels like our feelings take over completely. That's why today's episode is all about something incredibly powerful. Coping with emotions, specifically learning to regulate them so you're not always at their mercy. Think of emotional regulation like this. Imagine your emotions are a roaring fire. You need that fire to keep you warm, to fuel your passion and drive. But if that fire gets out of control, it can burn everything down. Emotional regulation is about understanding how to control the flames, to harness that energy effectively, and to prevent those fiery feelings from consuming you. Now, let's get into some actionable tips. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build your emotional resilience. 1. Awareness is key. You can't control what you don't recognize. That means becoming acutely aware of your emotions as they arise. What physical sensations do you experience? Is it a tightness in your chest, a racing heart, or maybe butterflies in your stomach? Pay attention to your thoughts. Are they negative, self-critical, or spiraling out of control? The more aware you are, the better equipped you'll be to manage those emotions. 2. Name it to tame it. Ever notice how saying a feeling out loud can make it feel less overwhelming? That's because putting words to your emotions helps you process them. Instead of just feeling bad, try saying, "I'm feeling frustrated right now," or "this situation is making me anxious." Naming the emotion gives you a sense of control and allows you to approach it more rationally. 3. Breathe deeply. This sounds simple, but deep breathing exercises are incredibly powerful tools for calming your nervous system. When stress kicks in, our breath often becomes shallow and rapid. Consciously slowing down your breath can send signals to your body that it's time to relax. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. Repeat this several times until you feel a sense of calm. Or, shift your perspective. Sometimes our emotions are fueled by distorted thinking patterns. That glass half-empty mentality can really drain your energy. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is there another way to look at this situation? Is my interpretation completely accurate, or am I jumping to conclusions? Try reframing the situation in a more positive light. It might just surprise you how much that changes your emotional response. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor can provide invaluable support and guidance. Sharing your feelings with someone who listens without judgment can help you process them more effectively and gain new perspectives. Think about the time you were really stressed. Maybe you had a big presentation at work or a challenging conversation with a loved one. How did you cope? Did you feel overwhelmed, like your emotions were running the show? Or did you find ways to manage those feelings and stay grounded? If you struggled, don't worry. We all go through tough emotional moments. The key is to develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think of these tips as tools in your emotional toolkit. Use them whenever you need a little help navigating those rough waters. Remember, building emotional resilience is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. Don't be discouraged by setbacks. Just keep learning, growing, and showing up for yourself. So, what's one thing you're going to try from today's episode? Maybe it's practicing deep breathing exercises when you feel anxious or consciously reframing a negative thought. Share your commitment in the comments. Let's inspire each other on this journey to mastering our emotions. And remember, you've got this. I'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.